U.S. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is in a critical condition today after an assailant shot her in the head and killed six others as she met with constituents in Tucson. The suspected gunman was in custody as investigators sought a motive in the rare shooting of a federal lawmaker and looked for a possible second suspect. The suspect, identified as 22-year-old Jared Lee Lochner, opened fire with a semi-automatic pistol at point-blank range outside a supermarket on Saturday afternoon. He was tackled by two bystanders after the shooting. Bishop Gerald Kekanis of Tucson, Arizona, was on a pilgrimage in Jerusalem when he heard the news and is returning to be with his community. Before leaving, he spoke to Philippa Hitchin.
I received an email from home just before I was going to go to bed saying that there had been a shooting in our diocese, in our community, which of course was terribly upsetting. And as I read further, I learned that Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who is a congresswoman from our community, had been shot along with perhaps 10, 12, 14 others. It wasn't clear. As you know, when news reports first come forth, it's very confusing. So it was a shocking thing. I turned on the television, and there, of course, were pictures of Tucson, our community, all over the television, and the horrendous story that was unfolding.
What is your message to those affected by this tragedy?
Well, first of all, we're all praying for those who died. A young girl who had just received her first communion at St. Odelia's Parish, Judge Roll, a federal Supreme Court judge who's just a very incredible man of integrity, and the others whom I do not know. We certainly pray for those who have died and their families. It has to be a terrible shock. And also for those injured, there are a number in very critical condition. So our prayer in the community is that we pull together, that we show support to those who have been harmed, that we find our strength in our prayer, and that we continue to try to rebuild our community after this terrible incident that took place.
You're going back to be with particularly the members of the Catholic community, aren't you? I mean, what can you do in a situation like this?
Well, I was up all night. It was so difficult to sleep, especially as it began to become clear that people had been killed, some from our own Catholic community and certainly all from the community of Tucson. So I just feel I must go home. Presence is important at times of tragedy and difficulty, and I belong there. I want to be there, and I will go home. I'm very grateful to the bishops here in Jerusalem for their promise of prayers for our community, and I certainly will bring that message home.
It's likely to open up the debate over the gun laws again, isn't it, in your state?
Well, I think what Sheriff Dupnik, who is the sheriff of Pima County in our community, said so forcibly, that we have become a very contentious community and polarized community, and that this must cease. We are human beings. We differ in our opinions, but we must be always respectful so that incidents like this are not encouraged and are not experienced by communities as has been experienced by Tucson. It's devastating. It's troubling, and so our hope is, first, that the contentious atmosphere that sometimes surrounds elections, that sometimes is present in communities, would cease. This is not beneficial to a community. And also that we look again at the availability of guns, which make incidences like this possible.